Hola. What's up? What's up? So, actually, let me click this over. Okay. Yeah, so it's gonna be a wild ride today a little bit. It's funny because I wasn't really sure what to discuss today. I did have an idea. I did have some classes set out, but I said, "You know what? These conversations have been coming up a lot lately." Got text, sorry. These conversations have come up a lot lately, and I said, you know what? Let me nope, not that one. Where'd it go? Oh, it didn't say. But this is it. This is it. It's my beef with the realtor industry or real estate industry. Save. Watch this. Boom, there it is at the back. This is my beef with the realtor or real estate industry. All right. So again, this has been some conversations we've had lately. And if you have any questions about some of the stuff I'm going to say, or what's your beef? Matter of fact, let's go ahead and start that. If you could find something that you have a challenge, is that food? No, that's just a gap in my beard or my mustache. But if you're having a challenge with, what's your beef with the industry? What's your beef with the industry? I want to know. Put it in the comments below, because I'm going to start off by saying this. I'm going to start off by saying this. I'm going to share my screen. Here it goes. Present. Share screen. What's your beef? Put it in the comments below. There's something. So I'll say this and then I'll share screen. What they teach in real estate school has nothing to do with what you're going to do once you get in the real estate field. Maybe a little bit, maybe a little bit. But there's this little class, and this is it right here. There's this little class that we do and that the locker room does called, let me just make this bigger, called the 20 things. And the 20 things explain those things that they don't teach in real estate school. Now, check this. What is the failure rate for real estate agents as they get their license? What is the failure rate in percentage? Put in the comments if you know it. What is the percent of real estate agents who get out of the business in their second year? What is the percent? And once you know this percentage, you have to know, like, there's something wrong here. There's something wrong here, right? So what is it? If you know it, put it in the comments below. But to combat that, we do have the locker room. I'm going to put it in the comments below. So if you haven't checked these people out, check these people out. There it is. We got 70%. We got some question marks. But if you go to that link that I just put in the comment, they are focused on what they call the blue ocean. What is that? That's the agents that the industry forgets about, that coaching companies forget about. They're only focused on the red, the blood in the water, which is those high producers. But 88, approximately 88% of the agents get out of the business in their second year. Why is that okay? And this statistic has been done for years and years and years. So let me put this back on the screen. Let's see. I think a lot of beef that agents are struggling with right now is what's going on with the real estate commission lawsuits. Hey, we're going to talk about this. Pertaining to sellers paying for buyers agents commissions has a lot of buyer agents worried right now about the future of the industry. We literally talked about this yesterday at a book club. Thanks, Mike Glaspie, Yesenia, for hosting it. We talked about this. But what I want you to know is there is that, and this has, I wasn't going to go there yet, but let's just go there because thank you for your comment. The thing is, with every obstacle, there's an opportunity. Number one, surround yourself with the right people who see that. The ones who don't look at just the problem and start to feed on it. We were talking about this 2 days ago, and then it got brought up again yesterday. RE/MAX got sued because of this $55 million lawsuit. But here it is. There are funding fees, right? So I'm in a VA market, there are funding fees. If most government loans, there's going to be some type of funding fee. Now, what's probably going to happen if this becomes a big thing is that the lenders will find a way to roll it into the loan. The offers are being a little inflated to help pay. The thing is, this is so brand new. But I guarantee there will be those options that will help buyers still buy homes. Back in the day, and one of the agents brought it up yesterday, back in the day, no one paid for buyers, the buyer agent commission. It was just listing stuff. So we've been here before. All you have to do is go back to history and say, man, what did they do to ensure that they got paid if they were representing the buyer? We'll be fine. But you got to surround yourself with the right people, the ones who see opportunity when the obstacles show themselves. By the way, who has more beef? That was great. Keep dropping it below. I'm going to keep moving on. But we have this thing called the 20 things. And I'm just going to very quickly skip through this. But this is a class that we do to combat the class that they went through to get their license. Literally combat it. So we got to start with your database, lead with revenue, not expenses. Who gets beat up? Listen, if you're one of our agents, you will always get a message that says, if you're brand new, not if you're seasoned because you get it. But if you're brand new, you will always get something that's a message from me saying, hey, listen, do not buy any leads. Do not buy anything. You're going to have people from all over trying to sell you things because now you got a real estate license. Do not lead with revenue. And that's exactly what this is. Lead with revenue. We have lead generation, what that's like, find accountability, define your standards and systems, which is huge, create your MVP, use social media. These are some of the things that obviously it's not too big talked about in the classroom. Go to training, track your business early and often. This is a big one. And we go over conversion rates. The issue is that the industry doesn't, especially as a new agent in your real estate class, you won't be taught how to grow a business. You'll be a crappy business person, but you'll have your license and you can help people move the largest assets in their whole life. Ridiculous. There needs to be something that teaches these people to be business people, which that's what we have. The 20 things came straight from the locker room to help combat this. Sorry if I'm getting a little preachy, but this is the stuff that's going to keep people in the business. Treat your business like a business. Associate with like-minded people. We just talked about a little bit about that. Master listing presentations. We talk about that in the 3 L's, leads, listings, and leverage. What else do we have? Know your local market better than anyone. This is some really easy things to know. The lore is the language of real estate, which is the economics within your firm or team. Is absorption rate spelled wrong? No? Weird. Anyways, knowing some of this stuff, the absorption rate, the all of this. If you haven't, go to my Find Fayetteville YouTube channel and copy everything I do. I do a report once a month because we're teaching people how to be business people, right? Set goals, time blocking, huge. Live in abundance, not scarcity. Know your big why. Brand yourself. This one's huge, man. So you might run into a firm that doesn't necessarily want you to brand yourself, right? And I think that's I'm going to get into it, beef with firms, but that's a challenge, right? Once you've allowed somebody to brand themselves, they have more ownership of their business because now their name, their brand, the thing that they come up with is now a part of their business, which they start to gain more ownership in. So I'm just explaining some of the reasons why. What other beef do you guys have with the industry? Does any of that resonate with you? Who was taught how to grow a real estate business while in real estate school? I'll wait. Should I keep growing the beard? Sorry, I came from the gym, so I'm like chugging water. Anything else? Did any of that resonate with you? If so, hit a heart. Let me know. Put in the comments, yes. Because I'm going to move on to what firms don't teach. Actually, the amount of agents. Yeah. So give me 1 second. I'm going to do something real quick. Stop share. I'm going to show something else. I think this is interesting. This is another challenge that I think needs to be fixed, right? So check this out. Here is National Association of Realtors. No, cut the beard. Oh man, I can't see who that is. But check this out. We have the statistics of real estate agents right here. So what I'm saying, I'm not just being preachy over here, although I guess I am being a little preachy, but I am bringing a lot of facts and here we go, right? So let me come over here. Um, Look how many females run this industry. Y'all know that, though. Real estate experience to realtors, median 30 hours. Yeah. Check this out. The median gross of realtors. I want you to know gross income. What is gross income? Right? Gross income is before taxes, before expenses. Okay, let's keep going. So before that, back in 2022, it was $56,000. An increase, from 54. So congratulations. Although inflation was what? I don't know, 8%, you got a $2,000 raise. So let's do $2,000 divided by 12. Congratulations, you got a $166 raise a month. Divide that into weeks, you made $40 extra a week. But that gives you what, half a gas to tank? I'm just preaching a little bit because I care for our agents, man. They're not being taught the right way. And this is some of the stuff I'm going to bring awareness to. So I'm going to break down some more math. Since we're looking at 54,000, or excuse me, 56,000 in 2022, let's do this. 56,4. I'm going to do some math real quick. Let's multiply that by 70%. Let's say you had 30% of taxes. Taxes and expenses. Is it going to be higher? Yeah. You are now making $39,000 a year as a real estate agent. Guarantee the expenses are more. The National Association of Realtors, they want their fee. So I'm going to do $39,000 divided by 12. That's $3,250 a month. Now, if you're doing this because you're doing it for fun and that's cool, that's great. But if you moved into this industry to really expand and build cool things and have enough money to give and all the things, I don't know if necessarily we're doing a really good job of teaching the agents to do that. Let me read this other comment. It is definitely frustrating that they don't teach anything about growing the business. Exactly. And how to get started when going through licensing school. I think that is why a lot of new agents leave the industry. If they don't get the support from a broker or team lead once they are licensed or find other ways to educate themselves and build their own business, it's hard to stick it out in this tough industry. It's not tough. It's HGTV. Very easy. You go in, you make a deal, you make tons of money, you buy your Lamborghini, and you're living in Miami. Very difficult. Very difficult. I had a friend sell by owner. He's an investor. So he knows the business decently, right? He was texting me. He was like, it's going back on the market. The buyers pulled out. What in the world? I was like, yeah, this happens. Puts it back on the market. Happened again. He's like, what is this? I'm like, yo, welcome to a real estate agent side of the business. There's a lot of moving pieces. You're not guaranteed to get paid 100% commission, no salaries. And we're making $39,000, maybe net. It's probably closer to $35,000. So maybe $3,000 a month, maybe. So there's some stats for you. But keep bringing the, let me see if there was something else I wanted to point out here. Where's the average age of real estate agents? That one's interesting. Oh, look, 60. Opportunity for us young bucks. I'm 55. But yeah, I just wanted to go over that real quick so you guys could see that. What other challenges are you guys seeing that we're kind of being lied to about what this industry is and what it's like? I'm going to keep going, though. My next beef, so that's with the real estate schools. Now, honestly, they're just doing what the real estate commission is teaching them, telling them that they need to know, agents need to know in order to get their license. But I think there needs to be a change. Some part of that needs to be teaching these agents how to grow a business. Because honestly, a lot of that stuff that you're taught, you're immediately taught not to do a lot of that right when you get your license because of liability reasons. The lender can answer that question. The home inspector can answer that question. The attorney can answer that question. I'm not a licensed attorney. It's interesting. So there's one. Second beef is with firms. Oh, no, he did not. Did he go there? We're only 14 minutes in. What beef do you guys have with firms? It could be the firm I'm with. I don't care. This is a clarity conversation. What beefs do you have with real estate firms? I'm just saying what everyone else is saying behind closed doors. It's just time for a conversation, isn't it? Again, I wasn't sure what I was going to bring up for Be More Training, but these conversations are happening more and more and more and more and more. So I thought it was worth it. Here's my beef with the firms. Put your beef with firms in the comments below and we'll bring it up. If you don't sign into StreamYard, it doesn't show your name, so you could be anonymous. Matter of fact, if you say, I want to be anonymous in the comments, I won't bring it up on the screen, but I'll read it. Let's hear your beef. All right. First things first. Who has ever heard of a realtor retirement? Realtor retirement. Sounds like a party. Sounds like something that we may do. Who's heard of a realtor retirement? Raise your hand. Hit the heart button. Say, I have. I've been to one. Guarantee not one agent on here is going to say, I've been to a realtor retirement party. They retired. Great. And good luck. Fantastic. Getting that check. No, doesn't exist. Here's the issue with this. Most real estate firms aren't going to teach you how to retire. You know why? It is almost against what they need from you in order to help you get out of the business. What do you mean, Ruben? Every time you sell, some firms are flat fee. So, I mean, still there, this conversation could still help with flat fee, but if you may be capped. So at that point, obviously the firm's not making any more money. We can go down that road. But what did it take for you to cap, right? Company dollar. They need the company dollar to keep the doors open. That's why you're seeing a lot of the newer firms, a lot of the new ones disrupting, they're virtual brokerages. There's a lot of overhead that comes with brick and mortar, salaries, liability, the overhead, the leases, all the things. That all costs money and they need the agent's company dollar to keep these doors open. Okay? So it's almost, the incentive isn't there to teach you how to get out of the business, is it? This is my beef. We need to start teaching. I had two agents reach out to me yesterday talking about, hey, you guys over there, because this is what our team does. We teach our team to get out of the business. They could sell real estate if they want to, not because they need to. Luckily, I'm with a firm who could care less that we're teaching our agents this stuff. But this is my beef. I had two agents reach out and they are struggling. They've sold a ton of homes, but they're getting tired of it. It's starting to burn out. Their family, their personal life, the hobbies, the things that they enjoy doing, their health. And it upsets me, man, because we're not doing a good job of teaching the agents on how to build a business that they could leave, that they could step out for a second, that they could breathe. Yesterday, I felt amazing. I was outside. I was grounding, right? So no shoes, no socks, just on the grass. That's my hippie side. And I'm able to do that. And so is a lot of our team. So this is what we're going to do. Let me go back to my notes. This is something that these agents need, or these firms need to start doing, is teaching your agents how to invest, how to build in passive, the best passive it could be, income. And this is what we do, and I'll break it down real quick. We teach our agents, okay, so what if they want to go down this path? How much are your expenses every month, and how can we cover that through passive? One of the biggest conversations is real estate investing. Matter of fact, if you're in the Fayetteville area, myself and Mike Glassby are going to be teaching ways that you can use creative financing to get into deals to help your buyers. This came straight from the CEO of our association that heard me bring this up in our education committee. He loves it, which I love too. But this is also going to help you guys become investors and pick up some properties. Start building your net worth through equity. Start building you as your own bank, because now you can borrow against that equity, right? Start building that cash flow that's coming in every single month. Start putting your cash in something that beats inflation through appreciation, equity. If you're feeling what I'm saying, can you just put a comment below? You want a realtor retirement party? This is how you do it. This is one of the things that are going to help you. If you have any questions on what this investment stuff is, please reach out. We have an investor meetup once a month. We have another meetup called Profit Powwow. We have ways that we could start increasing your revenue from different streams to help you if you decide step away from the business. You don't know when you're going to get hurt. Life happens. Someone in your family gets hurt and you take some time away. What's going to happen to the check? What's going to happen to your real estate business? We'll talk about the pass play, which is a play I created. Got some pushback at the last firm I was at with this type of play because it went against a different book. But it's something that we do here. If you do decide you want to do this, it is something we do here. And I'll teach you this stuff, man. I want to. We deserve this. We work very hard for this business. We work very hard for our communities. I have another video that says something like the amount of money that's created in one real estate transaction. I have to find it. I got to put it in the description below, but it's crazy. Home inspectors get paid. That money comes back to the community. Appraisers, if they're testing wells, surveyors, lenders, attorneys, contractors. One transaction, guys. Buyer's agent, listing specialist, firm, if the firm's in that location. This is 10 ways, very easy, I just threw out there. All that money comes back into the community. We work hard. We deserve to have some of that. If we want to stay in the business, we can. Money. This is something firms aren't teaching. Let me know what other beefs you guys have with firms. I was feeling preachy this morning. I'm going to go back to my notes. Here's another thing. With firms, creativity. Gone are the days that the old ways of doing real estate is the one that's going to exist forever. And I will say this, there are probably times that we have forgotten about in real estate sales. We've gotten too used to what is being told from us at this current firm. Must follow this model. Must follow this person. Must follow this book. Well, guess what? The industry is disruptive and we need to disrupt with it. So these firms have to embrace creativity. Again, glad I'm with a firm that embrace. I'm part of the university here. And I teach this stuff because they embrace creativity. But what I'm saying is most firms need to kind of let go and allow these entrepreneurs to be entrepreneurs and be disruptive in industries and find new gaps. I met with a home inspector yesterday. And he was like, yeah, we're having some challenges with the scheduling times with the seller because of some of the listing agents or the sellers. There's some going on there. It's hard to schedule. I said, man, what if you created a video that you could set the expectation, give some options to the seller, but pass it through the listing agent to the seller? No other home inspector is doing this, but it's different. It's creative. It's ways to build in value to help all parties. But the conversation needs to happen. What better than a video? And by the way, is it scalable? Is it something you can add to it? You know, the whole thing. But this is where creativity comes in. Make sure your firm is allowing you to be creative. We ain't even 30 minutes in. What question? Let me stop for a second. What questions do you have for me personally, for some of the things I said? And I know people are going to watch this later and leave comments later. I'll be here to answer them. We got some big stuff coming in. We just had a firm join us in our area, and we have some big stuff planned, and we're very excited about it. Is it disruptive? For sure. Is it creative? For sure. Blah, 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 blah. What questions do you have so far? What's on your mind? Speak freely. What's on your mind? What's on your mind about this stuff? If you're just now joining us, we're talking beef. We're talking beef. Let me put my beef with the realtor industry right here. Oh, there it goes. We're talking beef. We just talked about real estate schools and we just talked about firms. Someone has to talk about this stuff. Anything on your mind? Questions, concerns, personal experiences? Put in the comment. I'm getting text. if I had a, maybe I should, we'll see where this goes. Third beef and final beef. Since I kind of shot arrows first or last beef right here. Please share your experiences though in the comments. I want to read them. Last one. I want you to go to your local mirror and look in it. By the way, if you want one of these t-shirts, these are great t-shirts to get more leads. These are lead generation t-shirts. Click the description below, click merch, pick yourself up one. It's us. My beef is with us. My beef is with us. All right. We need to start treating each other like we're on the same team. Can we be very professional and be on both sides, representing both sides of the part of both parties? Hard negotiations. I love it. Hard to get. Got it. Best value, best price, closing fast. I love it. But there's a way to be professional about it and not throw out there, I've been in the business for 30 plus years. How are you going to tell me? Listen, things are changing. It's not like it's been 30 years ago. I bet you, if you asked yourself that, you would say the industry has changed. There's a lot of knowledge that comes behind it, but you have to be respectful of the other agents around you. We can make this a lot easier for all of us while we're out in the field. You're going to work with that client, unless it's an investor, once every, 5 to 7 years? You're going to work with that agent multiple times within 1 year. It makes sense to shake each other's hand, look each other in the eye, and respect each other in this business. One thing I'm not necessarily enjoying is the cutting of commissions. We say we're valuable. We say we're not the used car salesman, right? But then you as a team leader or you as the leader of your organization, team, firm, whatever, you're cutting the buyer agent. You're saying, all right, you get 1%, you get 2%, you get a flat fee. You get 2.5, you get 2. But then, you know, you start looking at things, you're like, whoa. But you're telling everyone that we should be valuing our time. We should be valuing who we are. We should be valuing this industry. We shouldn't be degrading or devaluing this industry. And we're doing it. Heads up, we do 8% listings. This is something that we saw 2 years ago and took advantage of it. And we should have been doing it long ago because we are worth it. Value is only an issue in the price is only an issue in the absence of value. And you better believe we're top notch. Go to my Facebook, Proven by Ruben, and look at our reviews. Hundreds of reviews, 5 stars, not even a 4.9. We show up and we deliver value. Now, what's important about that 8%? A lot of cool things. One, we give 3.5% to the buyer's agent, or 3%. We're not going to be the one setting the standard to devalue our people out here. It's like, yo, if you come across as a super professional and you're representing your clients, shake hands. Let's do this. Shake hands. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on, right? But to speak on one side and say that we need to quit devaluing and we're seen as car salesmen, only to go back and literally treat our own people like that is crazy to me. So we're trying to set a standard. By the way, no one said it could happen in this market. We deliver value. Why will some people pay $400,000 for a Lamborghini and some people will like scoff at that at buying a $20,000 used car? They're like, I just need to get from A to B. Price is only an issue in absence of value, and baby, we're a Lamborghini. But we're also trying to teach the other agents like, hey, listen, we're worth this. We're worth our time. We're worth our sacrifices we do every single day. We're worth showing this client and getting them to the closing table as fast as possible without them seeing all the madness that happens in the back. They kind of sit back and be like, dang, that was easy. It's like, that's our job. That's our job. So our beef is with us, man. What do you guys think about that? How do you make change? You start with yourself, right? You be the change. And that's what we're doing here. Preachy. What do you guys think about that? I want to hear from you. 30 minutes. I want to hear from you. What do you guys think about that? Put in the comments below. We got to quit thinking so limited up here between our ears. We got to quit thinking like everyone's out to get us and everyone's out to get my business. There's enough business. Help each other. It's my final beef. And it's fitting because it's with you. You take ownership. You change this industry. Partner with us. We'll all change the industry together. But the responsibility falls back on you. Teach more agents how to invest and to create a way, an exit strategy to get out of the business, or at least build it to where they could do the business when they want to and not because they need to. Even in real estate classes, maybe we start doing some stuff. We're already doing it. It's called the 20 Things. Thank you, The Locker Room. Matter of fact, it was working so well, it got kicked out of the last firm I was at, The Locker Room. Teaching agents the stuff we need to teach got kicked out. Yep. What do you guys think? If you stuck around this whole time, I want to hear from you. What is your aha? Absolutely. I only heard the last part of what, okay. Hey, I'm glad I brought the heat at the last part though. And I want to hear from the rest. Please drop comments. Thank you, Facebook user, for this. I only heard the last part of what you were saying, but yes, agents need to understand we are valuable. Together, when we stand together, agent to agent, firm to firm, the public will understand as well. Yeah, we start shaping how we're perceived, but it starts with us. We're creating what is becoming the reality of how we're perceived. We create that. We do. We could change it. And that's what we're doing. So if you go back, the three things I have beef with, real estate schools, we're doing our best to change it, called the 20 things. We invite agents who are still in school or is at least getting right there at the edge of school, because it's a lot of work at first, teaching the 20 things, the things you need to know that real estate school doesn't teach you. The real estate industry, how to build a true realtor retirement, how to leave the business and not die in this business. And that's cool. If this is what you love, die in this business, but have a choice to die in it. Hope that makes sense. Not trying to be morbid, although it's almost Halloween, so maybe it's kind of fitting. Almost. We got some time. Anyways, whatever. So there's that. There's that. Right? And I broke down some numbers on that and just, what, $30,000 a year net is our average right now? What are we doing? How are we really teaching our agents? And then the last, ourself, beef with ourself. We could do this, guys. We can hold a higher standard. We can help each other. We can stick out our hand and lift somebody without looking for anything in return. I'd like to hear from more people, though. I'd like to hear from more people. You know, one of the things we do, please keep, texting, or we keep letting our agents know, is exercise too. How many of the firms are big on, firms, team leads are big on teaching their agents that you need to stay healthy? One, it's going to make you happier. But two, guys, you're working so hard. And this is for my real estate peeps. This is for everybody, by the way. It could apply to anybody, but of course, I'm looking at you. Get in the gym. Start walking around the neighborhood. Start moving your body. You're working so hard in this business that the things that you're going to reap, the rewards you're going to reap from this business, I need you to be healthy enough to enjoy it. We went on a cruise years ago, and these people, I was like, we just talked with them, and they were on their retirement, first cruise, retirement. Older, tired, fell asleep. Little out of shape. They didn't have enough energy to enjoy what they just worked their lifetime to get. That makes no sense. when we say we invest in our agents, man, we're investing into them as a person and to enjoy the things that they're about to work hard for, enjoy the passive so they could sell homes when they desire to sell homes. But that's part of it. That's why if you go to my Instagram, Proven by Ruben, and go to stories, I show it every morning. I'm in the gym, but I'm just showing it to just, and it's cool because I had another agents reach out and is like, yo, you've inspired me to go back to the gym. I'm like, yes, work on yourself. It's going to make you happier. You get to live longer for your family and you get to be healthy enough to enjoy the things you're about to work very extremely. If you're already doing extremely hard to get, totally makes sense. What else? I want to keep hearing from you. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the truths and all that. What else are you guys thinking? What are you thinking when I'm saying this stuff? When you meet with us, if you're one of our agents, we immediately go to what we call Business 101. But the first conversation is your calendar. Guess what we put in your calendar? God. If God's big in your life, family. So what is that? That means truly go into your calendar, movie night, game night, dinners, stop the phone at a certain time. This business could destroy all of this stuff, but these are your priorities, right? Your hobbies. Go back to doing the things you enjoy doing, or if you're still doing them, we want you to continue doing them because it keeps you happy. You can find business doing your hobby, but look out for you. My day, why day? Y'all see me post that. A day within the month you need to recharge. Date nights, state of the marriage. What's that? Meet with your spouse once a month, business conversation. What's your vision of the future? What's my vision of the future? I'm going to tell you. What's our vision together? Pull out the budget in case. Am I talking real estate business right now? This is the first things we plug into the calendar. Exercise, vacations, if you haven't planned. Then we find the white space to start plugging your real estate business into. This is how the agent should be taught. That's my beef, guys. If you have anything you want to drop below, please let me know. I was feeling it this morning, and I've been hearing these conversations. Obviously, we have these conversations, but even hearing it from other agents at other firms, struggles of real estate agents that are in real estate school, agents who are talking about they're getting out of the business. I'm like, man, we talk about it, but it's maybe not loud enough. I'm just going to talk about it today. I'm going to get this thing going if I can. I'm seeing a lot of agents lowering commissions. I was told since I first began that once you start lowering your commission, you're setting that tone that your time and work is not valuable, 100%. When we have agents going as low as 1%, others have to work much harder to show the public that we are more than just a sign in the front yard. That's my beef. We work too hard for this. You're too fast trying to catch up. Oh, my bad. I do speak fast, but you're right, man, or woman. I'm sorry, Facebook user. You're exactly right. The thing is, I'm going to put responsibility back on us on this one too, though. We may not be doing a good job of educating the masses of what a 1% company does. Because what do they do? Do they deliver the type of value that you deliver? I can almost say, with a guarantee, hell no. Those people, the sellers would be frustrated. They can't get a hold of anyone, right? Like the sign in the yard, got it. But now what? Who's helping me set up these showings? I don't even know how to set up a showing. How do I set up an appraisal to get the most value? Do you have some information for me to make sure that I'm doing this the right way? We do. We have a whole sheet. Check off. Pull stuff away from the brick at the bottom, foundation, golly, like very specific, each part of the process to make sure we maximize everything. You think you're going to get that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But that's our, I would say, going back to extreme ownership, we need to do a better job of explaining these things to the industry or to the public, to everyone. And maybe it's one of those things, now that I'm thinking about, maybe it's one of those things where you're like, hey, listen, it's a funny thing, right? Because not just sit in front of a whiteboard or something, although those are cool too, but like be a 1%. Shoot a video of you being a 1% broker, right? And be like, hey, excited to list your property, 1%. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not going to be too much money into this thing. Don't even worry about it. hammer that sign in and then pill out, you know? And then they're calling you and you're looking at it and you're like, reject. Like, you didn't sign up for all that. You didn't sign up for more value than a 1%. So that'd be cool. But this is awareness. This is what we're doing here today. And then show your value. Then show your value. So the same, maybe it's a split screen. Fiverr can do all this for like $20, okay? So don't you edit. Create the conversation through ChatGPT. Shoot the video. Fiverr, set it up. Oh my God, that should be your next video. But be sure you let people know that you're not actually a 1%er. I'm not a 1%er. We're an 8%er. Now, we do have some sellers, complete transparency. We do have some sellers who are in situations, and we will put pressure on our own commission, deliver the same value. But these people have been in, they're going through some stuff. So, you know, those are different conversations. But if you look at it, last 2 years, 98%. Price is only an issue in the absence of value. And if you're like, oh my God, what are you doing? They must be super unhappy once they find out. Go check out our reviews. 5 stars across the board. But we deliver and we take that responsibility on. It's not just, you see me, I'm saying we. It is a complete team. And I don't mean a team by like just passing. It's this big pass off. You know, have you ever dealt with a team? It's like, all right, now communicate with them. You're like, what? Okay. But no, oh, them? Okay. All right. No, we've built something to keep. What's the biggest challenge with all businesses? Communication. Master that. Master communication. And we did. And have. And we're killing it. Anyways, what other things you guys got? I didn't think this would last an hour. We're 42 minutes in. Oh, I'm getting text messages. Oh, Lord. Anyway. Yeah, man. See? I'll talk about these texts later. Oh, they're still coming in. All right. What do you guys got? Is there anything else? Anything I should end on? This is just clarity. Oh, this is just clarity. Now will you listen? Look how cool I look. I look ridiculous. All right, guys. Make sure you're down with OTP. Offer to purchase. If there is any questions on anything I said today, any comments that you want to say in private, which I'm getting text messages, questions, comments, any concerns. You feel like I wasn't right about something I said. I want to hear it. Any ahas that you took out of here today, like, you know what? I'm going to have this conversation with my broker owner. I'm going to have this conversation with my team leader. I'm going to have this conversation with myself. I need to change myself and how I do this business. Let me know. Probably off topic, what are your ideas on paid leads such as Zillow? Well, what did I do? I asked, what kind of questions you guys got? So it's not, I don't know if it's necessarily off topic for anybody for the bonus round sticking around. Something I found later going to the dog pound. And let me tell you how Zillow stinks like the dog pound. I don't know. Anyways, that was off topic. Where did that come from? We don't pay for any, get it? We don't pay for any leads. We think the fees are too high. Not in my world. So we say bye-bye. If you got that same money and you put it towards the people who love you, I bet you double your business, wouldn't you? Put it back into your database, your circle of influence, maybe the ones who sold with you. And I think you'll make out better. Your ROI will be higher. I bet it's true. Man, I'm breaking it down today. So that's it. Any money that I would put towards any leads, I wouldn't. Number one, because we don't pay for leads, literally zero leads, none of our leads are paid for. If you do have money and you budgeted for leads, what I would say is dump it back on the people who have helped you grow your business. You know, people who have used you to buy, people who have used you to sell, people who have asked, hey, what's up? I'm moving to Illinois. I need some. Those people, invest back into them. You'll have a better return. You'll have a better return. There will be this reciprocal value add on both sides. I would say do that. What other questions you guys got? Crazy fees, but I'm seeing seasoned agents buy them. I wonder if they actually get a good return on paid leads. I'm the open house queen. I use a lot for that and door knocking. Are you MLD in the place to be? Anyways, there are people who are getting good returns. But I almost want to bet that $8,000 to $15,000 a month that they're paying for these Zillow leads, I bet if they put that $8,000 to $15,000 in the client appreciation parties, gifts being sent to their past clients, future clients, potential clients, the businesses that have supported them in their community, I bet they'd have a higher return. I bet they would have a higher return. So let them do it. Whatever. Right? To each his own. But for us, now we're reinvesting back into our community. Hence, Find Fayetteville. If you go to Find Fayetteville on YouTube, we're investing back into our community. We're bringing awareness to the downtown area, bringing awareness to the entrepreneurs in our area. So. Yeah. What else? Great questions. I'm willing to stick around for another 14 minutes. So if you do have other questions on this type of stuff, great questions. What else? Guys, invest back into your community. You're in your community. You are a person of your community that people invest in. Isn't it kind of crazy? Right? You want people to invest in you, use you as an agent, but you don't want to use the local businesses for things or invest back into them. I just thought about that. That's a little crazy, a little condescending. But I love Fayetteville. So Hope Mills area. I forget about you, Rayford. Fayetteville and surrounding areas. What else? What other questions? If there's nothing, and you do have those questions, concerns, comments, ahas, great things that you've learned here today, please put them in the comments below. I will get to them. I will answer them. So till then, please look us up and follow us, man. This is it. Find Fayetteville. So you'll know it's called Find Fayetteville NC. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Find Fayetteville NC. Okay. And these are the videos we're doing. For our peeps. Okay. We got Pressed, Vibe Gastro Pub, which is really cool. Anyways, these are all local businesses. So, yep. Reinvest back into your community, guys. All right, I'm going to jump. Oh, thank you. I'm going to jump off today. Have yourself a fantabulous day. And as always, if there's anything I could do for you guys, just let me know. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing day. Treat agents like awesome people. Let's respect this industry we are creating. Let's start teaching agents how to be business people. And let's start having some real conversations with leadership about being creative, doing different things, passive income, investing, branding yourself, and all the other stuff we talked about today. Love you guys. Mean it. Holler if there's anything I can do for you.